This is Teachable Moments with April podcast, and you guessed it, I'm your host, April. If you're a returning listener and a part of the Teachable Moments with April podcast family, welcome back. For those who are checking me out for the first time, well, hello and welcome. To everyone listening, be encouraged and look for the teachable moments that are all around us. Enjoy. The perfect gift for your space bun sporting, constantly caffeinated ray of sunshine geometry teacher, Venmo loved by you, and your spunky teacher too. Check everyone off your list with a Venmo gift card. This is your host, April, from Teachable Moments with April podcast. So now we're looking at the topic of festivals. What are or what is the origins of festivals? So we first look at Wikipedia.org, and it says, a festival is an extraordinary event celebrated by a community and centering on some characteristic aspect or aspects of that community and its religion or cultures. And it's often marked as a local or national holiday. A festival constitutes typical cases of high culture or low culture or interrelationship. It says also it has, aside from that, it goes into folklore. And a significant origin is agricultural. Food is such a vital resource that many festivals are associated with harvest time. Religious commemoration and thanksgiving for good harvests are blended into events that take place in autumn. And they also mention such as Halloween in the Northern Hemisphere and Easter in the Southern Hemisphere. Now, festivals often serve to fulfill specific communal purposes, especially in regard to commemoration or thanking to the gods, the goddesses, or saints. And usually they are called patronal festivals. They may also provide entertainment, which was particularly important to local communities before the advent of mass-produced entertainment. Now, festivals that focus on cultural or ethnic topics also seek to inform community members of their traditions. The involvement of elders sharing stories and experience provides a means for unity among families, unity and love. Attendance of festivals are often motivated by a desire for escapism, socialization, and camaraderie. The practice has been seen as a means of creating geographical connection, belonging, and adaptability. So then it goes into the different types of festivals. Now, on Wikipedia alone, there are all types of different festivals, but it seems to me, by looking at it, that it's heavily about religious, any type of religious-based themed festival. Among many religions, a feast is a set of celebrations in honor of different types of gods or goddesses. From a variety of different, cultures. You do have art festivals. Among the many offspring of general art festivals are also more specific types of festivals, science festivals, music festivals. Then that branches off into subcategories, rock festivals, jazz, all different types, storytelling, theater, Renaissance fairs, and so forth and so on. But it seems like at the core of its origins, if this is what we're talking about, is going back to religion and being religious based. Even when it's not necessarily religious based and it's going to food and agricultural, it also seems like harvest. is at its core, seasonal and harvest festivals. They mention seasonal festivals that maybe some may consider to be pagan, like Beltane, that are determined by solar and lunar calendars and by the cycle of the seasons because of its effect going back to food and food supply and the harvest, as a result of which there is a wide range of ancient and very modern harvest festivals. And then they go into talking about Egyptians, the Egyptian, ancient Egyptians, and their seasonal festivals around the Nile River, you know, and fertile land and crops. They also mention about Chinese New Year and the lunar calendar, celebrated from the day of the second new moon to the winter solstice. They also talk about, in another, the Dre festival of a particular region, of a particular country, in which they celebrate every year from July 4th to the 7th, praying for a bumper crop harvest. So at its core, festivals are more, in regards to religious or mystical, origins and the crops and things of that nature, and lunar and solar calendars and the cycles of the moon and the seasons at its core. Then they talk about the Midsummer or St. John's Day is an example of a seasonal festival related to the feast day of a Christian saint, as well as a celebration of the time of the summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. And they said it is also particularly important, this particular one, in Sweden as well. Then you have, of course, winter carnivals, also providing the opportunity to utilize and celebrate creative or sporting activities requiring ice and snow. They talk about various carnivals, festivals in the Philippines. Each day of the year has at least one festival dedicated to harvesting of crops, fishes, crustaceans, milk, and other local goods. And then it also kind of tapers off and goes into, there's different studies of festivals, different trains of thought, and such as festive ecology, which is considered or explained as it explores the relationships between the symbolism and the ecology of the plants, the fungi, and animals associated with cultural events such as festivals, processions, and special occasions. Then you have another train of study. I'm going to try to pronounce it Herotology. Herotology, which is the study of religious festivals. It was originally only used in the respect of Christian festivals, but it now covers all religions, in particular those of ancient Greece. And then they said that there's a list of foods with religious symbolism that you can click and explore at your leisure. So we're going to look at a particular type of festival, primarily harvest festivals, also on Wikipedia. And it says a harvest festival is an annual celebration that occurs during the time of the main harvest of a given region. Given the differences in climate and crops around the world, harvest festivals can be found at various times at different places. Harvest festivals typically feature feasting, both family and public, with foods that are drawn from the particular crops. Then it kind of goes off and says, in Britain, thanks have been given for successful harvests since pagan times. Harvest festivals are held in September or October, depending on local tradition. The modern harvest festival celebrations include singing hymns, praying and decorating churches with baskets of fruit and food in the festival known as Harvest Festival, Harvest Home, Harvest Thanksgiving, or Harvest Festival of Thanksgiving. In British and English Caribbean churches, chapels, and some Canadian churches, people bring they bring in produce from the garden, okay, the allotment, or the farm. The food is often distributed among the poor, allegedly, and the senior citizens of the local community are used to raise funds for the church or charity. Harvest festivals in Asia include the Chinese Mid-Autumn Festival, which is one of the most widely spread harvest festivals actually in the world. They talk about in Iran, they celebrate in an extravagant style. At Persepolis, not only was it the time for harvest, okay, but it was also a time when the taxes were collected. Look at that. Visitors from different parts of the Persian Empire, they brought gifts for the king, all contributing to a lively festival. In India, they have theirs. Okay, it looks like several of them in January. And then they have Holi or Holi in February to March. And then they have another festival, set of festivals in April. And then they have another one in August to September, which are, they say, are a few important, just a few of the few harvest festivals in India. Then they go on to celebrate, they talk about for the Jewish people, they celebrate the week long harvest festival of Sukkot in the autumn. And they said people who observe it build a temporary hut or shack and spend the week living, eating, sleeping, and praying inside. Now, from what I understand about what happened recently, the young people, they were celebrating at a particular festival. I believe it's referred to as Supernova or Nova Festival, where the unfortunate things happened to these young people that were there. But I, under the impression that they were celebrating for the Jewish holiday Sukkot. Now, in regards to what we're talking about, the temporary hut that they make for this particular holiday, traditionally for the Harvest Festival, they said that it has three walls and a semi-open roof designed to allow the elements to enter. It is reminiscent of the tabernacles Israelite farmers, what they would live in during the harvest, at the end of which they would bring a portion of the harvest to the temple in Jerusalem. Now, what I find interesting here, it says customs and traditions and English speaking in the English speaking world. It talks about an early harvest festival used to be celebrated at the beginning of the harvest season on August the 1st. And they're saying that the name that they gave it was meaning loaf mass. And they said there was a Latin prayer to hallow the bread at this particular Durnham ritual. Farmers made loaves of bread from the fresh wheat crop. These were given to the local church as the communion bread during a special service thanking God for the harvest. Now, this part is kind of interesting to me. By the 16th century, several customs seem to have been firmly established around the gathering of this, of the final harvest. They include the reapers accompanying a fully laden cart, a tradition of shouting hooky hooky, hooky hooky. I never heard of that. And one of the foremost reapers dressing extravagantly, wow, acting as lord of the harvest and asking for money from the onlookers. Look at that. I never heard of that. A play by Thomas Nash, Summer's Last Will and Testament, first published in London in 1600, but believed from internal evidence to have been first performed in October 1592, contains a scene which demonstrates several of these features. There is a character personifying harvest, who comes on stage attended by men dressed as reapers. I guess the theme is reapers, huh? He refers to himself as their master and ends the scene by begging the audience for largesse. Okay? The scene is inspired by contemporary harvest celebrations, and singing and drinking feature largely. Okay, it says the stage instruction reads, "Enter harvest with a sick on his neck and all his reapers with sickles, and a great black bowl with a posset in it borne before him. They come in singing." Then there looks like there's an actual song that follows. And it says, "The song which follows may be an actual harvest song or a creation of the author's intended to represent a typical harvest song." Now, something within me says not to sing that song, so I'm not going to sing it. But it also has that they told people in the audience and people on the stage to keep saying the same word, hookie hookie, hookie hookie. I don't know, it's kind of funny, I'm sorry, over and over again. Then it looks like as it continues to go on, this particular about harvest festivals and what we're just talking about, it says early English settlers took the idea of harvest Thanksgiving to North America. And it says the most famous one is the harvest Thanksgiving held by pilgrims in 1621. Now look at that. So basically what they're saying is they're telling us that what I just described is actually its origins is from Thanksgiving. This is how we got Thanksgiving, evidently. You were just listening to Teachable Moments with April Podcast. I truly hope you enjoyed this episode. We invite you to stay connected with us on the other social media platforms of ours, which is TikTok, Pinterest, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube. Also, we'd like to invite you to check out our official podcast landing page on podpage.com/teachablemomentswithapril to see all our content in one place and leave personal messages, feedback, and more.